Friday, the Healthline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on the UBC campus. We are broadcasting live from the GSS Activity Fair at UBC on the unceded and traditional territories of the Musqueam peoples. This is Pascal. I will be co-hosting with Madeline today at the Grad Student Society Activity Fair. We're going to be interviewing some club representatives from the various graduate student clubs, perhaps some, you know, passerby graduate students, and we're going to be playing some great music as well. So stick around. This is the live broadcast from the GSS Activity Fair until 5 p.m.
You are tuned in right now to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the GSS Student Activity Fair. Hello to everyone in the room who may or may not hear my disembodied voice, and hello to anyone listening on the radio. We are broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people at UBC. The GSS Activity Fair is an event for graduate students to come down and see all the different kinds of clubs that UBC has to offer. We're just hanging out. We'll be back a little bit later with some interviews, but for now we've got Venus Fly featuring Janelle Monae by local heartthrob who very rarely plays Vancouver. This is Grimes.
Rattlesnakes. we get so
we'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia, and we are at the GSS Student Activity Fair. And right now I am joined by
Karan.
And what is your role?
I'm the president at Graduate Student Society, UBC Vancouver.
So tell me a little bit about what that entails.
So Graduate Student Society is basically a group of 10,000 graduate students of UBC. We advocate for their rights, we promote their interests, we take their voice to the provincial and federal government level, and we also organize so many social events to build that community together and have a strong bond between them.
Fabulous. So what are some of the clubs that are represented at this fair today, and what are you hoping that students who attend are getting out of it?
There are so many clubs, including CITR, that is at this student activity fair today. We have the Career Association. We have the IGSN Network, which is for Graduate Research Network. We also have the Indian Student Graduate Association. We have Graduate Student Fellowship. We have Christian Graduate Student Fellowship. We have so many clubs. I just forgot the names. There is UBC Animation Club. There is UBC Wargamers. There's so much around here.
Were there any clubs in particular that you got involved with while you were a graduate student at UBC, or while you are continuing to be a graduate student at UBC?
I joined GSS right away as I came to UBC Vancouver in September last year, and I joined it as a counselor, and then eventually I became the VP student and the president. But also I volunteered for a lot of clubs right now. I briefly worked at the CITR last year, and I think a lot of clubs that I volunteered for are not here right now, but I was lucky in that sense that I got opportunity to meet so many people when I came as a new student last year.
What kind of opportunities did you get from volunteering and working with clubs that you didn't find you were getting out of your studies? Like, what did it add to your experience of being a student at UBC?
So graduate student life is really, really very busy. You hardly find time to get out of your lab, from your classes, coursework, thesis work. It sometimes gets really stressful, and also there are sometimes mental health issues that grad students face. So in that sense, I myself felt that I should get out of my classroom, and I should meet as many people as I want to. I also volunteered, and I joined the swing club, the UBC swing club, and just had two of their classes, and I met so many energetic people like me who were like bored of their classwork, and they just wanted to dance. Yeah. And then I went for hiking with some clubs. I went for volleyball. I played volleyball throughout the summer. And it really had a very positive impact on my life, and I was more productive in the end. And the best thing is that you meet so many people, and when you meet people, there are so many opportunities that come your way. Like, I was lucky in that sense that when I joined GSS last year, I met so amazing people. I met so many nice people that they motivated me and pushed me to go ahead and excel in whatever I wanted to do. I got opportunities for internship through my friends in GSS. I got opportunities to volunteer in the provincial elections through my friends in GSS. And I also got the opportunity to meet the provincial and federal government ministers and representatives to raise the voice of students there. So it's a very big exposure that I got through this platform. Besides, studies sometimes suffer, but I was lucky in that I didn't have a very bad record in studies, so I maintained a balance, a time management, but it had a very positive impact on my personality overall.
Well, I feel like it's one of the secrets that people don't necessarily tell you as you're getting involved in postgraduate work, is that diversifying your experience and your capacity as a person beyond your, you know, excellence in academia is one of the most important things you can do to make yourself employable. So I know for me that was a huge bonus. So it's cool to see all of the different people out here encouraging graduate students to get out of their books.
I would like to share my recent experience. I recently visited Stanford University as part of the UBC delegation, where we met representatives from all over the U.S., from like Microsoft, Google, Harvard University. And they were talking about what kind of skills will be required in the future. And everyone stressed that it won't be your degree that would matter in the future. It will be how many skills, especially human skills, you have. All the CEOs who attended that symposium, actually, they said they didn't have coding skills. They didn't have a degree. Most of them were dropouts. But they were good at meeting people, at developing those networking skills. And because it's all about people. I personally believe that magic happens when you meet people, because people open opportunities to you, and people make you motivate to go ahead, and it becomes a beautiful story. So in that sense, I think as part of the graduate student's life, each graduate student should try to explore what things they can do, what new things they can try, because this is the time, these 2 years, 5 years are the time that they can actually make mistakes without being held responsible for. They can learn lessons from making those mistakes and make their life a far better life in the future.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for stopping by our booth today and for the work that you've done at CITR in the past and with the Graduate Student Society. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Is there anything you want to add before we sign off here?
I would say that we are also very closely associated with AMS. GSS and AMS are doing a lot of work, like similar work. They are focusing on undergrads. We are focusing on grads. We can make this university life a memorable experience, and which we are doing together. And I would just motivate everyone to join us. Undergrads should join the AMS, and all the grad students should try to join or volunteer for GSS events, and they can see the impact, the positive impact. They will definitely see that. And thank you so much for coming by and joining our student activity pair. Thank you so much, CITR.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. All right. So with that, if you are not currently at the GSS Student Activity Fair and you are a graduate student, you're doing it wrong. Get down here. Up next for you, we have a song from the inimitable Lauryn Hill. This is Doo-Wop on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yo, remember yo. Back on the bully when cats used to harmonize like...
Yo.
Yo.
Check out
my men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most of king, yo. It's about a thing, yeah.
Feel
yo.
Real good with your hands in the air
and lick two shots in the atmosphere. Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauryn is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. With his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win? Within. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again.
pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nigga with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lips. In fact, I'm down in this. You say with my boo babe tastes like Kool-Aid for the analyst. Girl, I can buy a Westie world with my base stuff. Ooh, that pussy good. Won't you sit it on my taste buds? I get way too petty. Won't you let me do the extras? Pull up on your block and break it down. We playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Piss out your per diem. You just gotta hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest funk.
My left stroke just went viral.
Right stroke put a baby in a spiral. Soprano C, we like to keep it on the high note. It's levels to it, you and I know. Bitch, be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Hold up,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Sit down,
be humble.
Bitch,
sit down.
Little bitch,
be humble.
Hold up, bitch.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Of tonight, turn off your headlights tonight. Don't drive the ride too slow. Don't look too close tonight. This used to be hard. This used to be ooh nice. What used to be mine? Say your goodbye. Thank you. No.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from the GSS Student Activity Fair. We're having a good time. There are some clubs down here that are hoping to reach out to graduate students at the University of British Columbia. So if you are a new graduate student at UBC and you are interested in learning more about the extracurriculars that you may or may not have time to participate in, but we would love to meet you one way or the other. Before we came back on here, you heard a song from Solange. Before that was an inadvertent track by So Pitted that jumped right into the middle of a Kendrick Lamar song called Humble. And up next year, I have an oldie but a goodie from a Vancouver band who are on Mint Records. This is Gob with I Hear You Calling.
Thank you. streets are crammed, and there's glass everywhere. And a baby stares out with motherless eyes, and the long, long beauty on fields of war.
That was Alaska by Maggie Rogers. Once again on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the GSS Student Activity Fair. Up next, we have Gaze by Marlena Moore. She is an Edmonton local who played at CITR recently. It was a really, really beautiful set. You can check out the video if you go to CITR's YouTube page or CITR's Facebook page. We have live bands play in studio and on the airwaves, usually about once a week. If you're interested in checking out some of the bands we're going to feature soon, we have Victory Square Block Party happening this Sunday, September 3rd, in Victory Square Park on Hastings and Cambie in Vancouver. We're going to have Dumb, Lady Jams, Shitlord Fuckerman, Palm Oil, Graftician, Passive, and Needles and Pins. And actually, Graftician is going to be on air hosted by Eleanor Waring today at 6 p.m. as part of Victory Square Week. So tune in for that if you want a preview of Victory Square, or just come out to the park September 3rd, Victory Square Park. This is Marlena Moore. We'll be right back.
ocean gray.
Used to be that you call on a friend.
To CITR 101.9 FM, also streaming online at CITR.ca. We're out here at the GSS Activity Fair here on the UBC campus, playing some tunes. Earlier we talked to the president of GSS, the Graduate Student Society, and we're on for another 13 minutes. Stick around. We're just going to play some tunes, basically. This is Dum Dum Girls with Rimbaud Eyes. And later on, we're going to play some Feels and then some Jen Clower. Stick around until 5.
Rimbaud Eyes.
And we're back here at the GSS Activity Fair. It's been a slice. We witnessed some incredible dancing from the UBC Dance Club. We filmed some of it. It's on our Instagram page. It's in our Instagram story at CITR Radio if you want to check that out. And also, you know, you can listen to this podcast when it's up on our website, CITR.ca. There's also lots of other great podcasts up there. And, you know, there's a great show coming up next on CITR as well. So stick around for more music. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been a live broadcast out on the UBC campus. Don't know what building this is, but it isn't at the station. Yeah, so just going to play one more to... Just going to play one more as a closer. This is some of the new Pornographers.
of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.